say that. I'm just saying. It's just that y'all said y'all were going to win by 2 touchdowns last year, and look what happened.
Right. Well, I saw what happened. Jalen Smith was able to hit Alvin Kamara with the crown of his helmet, and no flag was called, and, you know, that should have been 15 yards. I remember
that. No. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, you do want to bring that up, huh? There were a few of them in that game. Just saying. That kind of Jalen Smith does that often. Just saying.
Listen.
I think he did it the week before as well against Washington.
Whining. Yeah.
No, I'm not whining. No one's whining. No one's whining.
Complaining about
complaining.
I'm not hearing that on Monday morning.
No,
we're
not using that for an excuse. If you listen to the show, I've told you that Dallas is a good team. I just think this is their first real test of the season. Is that not a fair statement to say?
Say what? What'd you say?
Okay. Let's try this slowly for the people from Texas here, okay?
No,
hear me out. I've said, leading to this game, that this is the first big test for Dallas this season. 1-8 combined win-loss record of their opponents before. The Saints right now have the best winning percentage in their opponents that they've played. So they've been tested and challenged. They're 2-1. Dallas is 3-0. And they've beaten the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. So I'm saying, is it not fair to say this could be the first big test for Dallas, and it is the first big test for Dallas this season? Is that fair?
Au contraire.
Okay, so it's not the first big test. Okay.
It's the winning record, yeah. But look how you won.
Okay.
Did you dominate the Texans? No, it took a last-second field goal to win that one. Okay. Then you go to L.A. and get, I don't want to say creamed, okay? You did lose your best player, and you got handled like little Miss Tuffet, okay? And then you go to Seattle, I'll give you a bonus play there, but guess what? Seattle ain't that great either if you saw who they beat all by 1 or 2 points.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are the Texans 2-1 on top of their division?
2-1. The Texans.
Well, they only have one more loss, right, than Dallas. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, so you're gonna count that Dolphins game, right? You're gonna count that one.
I'm not counting the Dolphins game.
You played right into my hand because if you're not going to count the Dolphins game, they have 2 wins too, the same number as the Saints.
I'm just saying, when you play your division rivals, the Giants and the Redskins, regardless, they're going to come and play.
Let me tell you something, that Washington offense is scary, real scary, as in they don't even know who their quarterback is right now. 5 turnovers by Case Keenum in the last game. Their quarterback.
Boy, is that a dumpster fire. Woo!
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm telling you.
Okay. What do you see? What do you see on Sunday? What do you see on Sunday? I got to get to the other callers. What do you see?
I see total domination.
Domination by the Cowboys.
Total domination.
Give me a score.
Yes. Total domination. I'm telling you. You think you're going to be able to stop the run, but check out Kellen Moore's offense. Play action all over the place. Y'all not going to know what to do with this play action when you got Ezekiel in the back. Let me put in a score for you.
Here's a score from UT Joe.
31-3. Thank you very much.
31-3. There he goes, UT Joe. I feel like this is politics right now, honestly, because this is one side of the aisle. With the rebuttal, here comes Uptown Ruler, who absolutely despises the Dallas Cowboys. Coincidentally, he's on
hold. You want to shut that guy up? You want to shut that guy up? Say, play C.J. Spiller running a touchdown on Dallas in the last in overtime. And you want to really shut him up? Play Leon Led kicking the ball out the man's hand, and you want to play really shut him up? Play Billy Waddy catching that touchdown pass against the Cowboys back in the day when the Cowboys was all celebrating before he caught the ball, and they all was jumping up and down on the sidelines. And when Billy Waddy caught the pass, you could hear a pin drop on the sidelines when Billy Waddy caught that pass and ran it in for a touchdown. That's how you shut up a Cowboy fan. And you know something? These Cowboy fans got a lot of nerves. Get on this radio station and talk about the Cowboys this, the Cowboys that. Well, what happened to the Cowboys? Why the Cowboys ain't made it to the playoffs yet? What happened? Why they didn't make it to the Super Bowl yet? You know why? Because they got a sad team. They ought to change their name to the Sad Cowboys, not the Dallas Cowboys, to the Sad Cowboys.
I got 3 minutes to the next break. Keep going. You're doing well. You're doing real well. Derek, by the way, wants to help you out. Hold on. Derek says he's going to help you out. Derek Dillette, father of world champion Derek Dillette Jr. of the Little League World Series. Tell that guy that Texas is over Louisiana. The Little League team knocked off Texas East and Texas West to get to Williamsport. LSU beat the Longhorns, and the Saints have beaten the Texans. So right now, Texas is kind of over. So there you go.
But here's the thing. How many times we didn't beat the Cowboys already? How many times? We beat them with Artie Manning back in the day.
Dave sending me a picture of the Dallas Cowboy rings, and would you say they look like relics? Those are very dirty and ancient-looking
rings.
Looks
like they found them out of a treasure chest.
Yeah, it's been a while. They look a little dirty over there, so it's been a while. Still talking about those old rings.
Look, when what you call them, one of the Cowboys got into it with the referee, didn't even want to say Archie Manning was in the end zone, but he was in the end zone. He was in the end zone for a touchdown. I think it was Chuck Holley or one of them got up there and argued with the referee because Archie Manning beat him in the end zone. So the Cowboys fans have always been sad, sorry, and depressed. And that's what they're going to be Sunday. Sad, sorry, and depressed.
Uptown Ruler. The odds that UT Joe and Uptown Ruler, this was not planned. I had no idea that both proponents for each team were going to be there. But I did ask you to call every day this week since it is Cowboys Hate Week. So Uptown Ruler, he said 31-3. Dallas.
Oh, I'm gonna go further than that with it. I'm gonna go like this, 45-14. The Saints gonna have 45 and they're gonna have 14. I give them 14 points from the beginning.
14, huh? Okay.
I don't want to give them that.
All right. 45-14, I'm letting you let's see it's going to be like the Price is Right. I don't think neither score is going to be right. It's going to see who comes closer, you know. But I'll put you down, Uptown Ruler. 45-14, UT Joe, 31-3, Jordan. We will see who comes closest, like the Price is Right. Closest without going over winds up winning a little something. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Tomorrow is Friday, last day of the week, my friend. You better bring it tomorrow. Not that you didn't today, but I need you tomorrow. Uptown Ruler.
That's 4 days in a row now.
I asked. No one dislikes the Cowboys more in this city. And by the way, tomorrow Marlon is going to be on. So we have to hear from Marlon about how great the Cowboys are.
We might have three Uptown
Ruler. Look, Dallas is good. They're a good team. I mean, it's a reason I said weeks ago why the first four games are very challenging for the Saints. We have statistics to back that up, by the way. We'll do that when we come back. We'll touch on it. As Brian over in Houston for giving me a ton of info as to why the Saints right now, the schedule and the teams they've played compared to Dallas, it's a difference. I mean, right, if you want to look at numbers. At the end of the day, though, players got to make the plays. We'll do it when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Would you like to win a 2019 EZ-GO golf cart? That's right. When you buy a vehicle from Golden Motors, you could win a 2019 EZ-GO golf cart. And with deals like $13,000 off MSRP on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with stock number CT500 or a 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab Custom with stock number CT853 for only $29,710 plus TTNL. So come check us out at Golden Motors, where price is priority. On the back road in Cutoff, 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Gisclair. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator, paid for by Jerry Gisclair campaign.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
What did you send me here? Why are you sending me?
Hey, Patrick, what am I now?
Stupid?
No, I'm Texas.
What's the difference?
Wow. Wow, that's SpongeBob. That's incredible. Is this the stuff my kid's going to be watching?
I'm telling you. They have a meme for everything.
It's incredible.
Play it again if you want.
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Hey, Patrick, what am I now?
Stupid?
No, I'm Texas.
What's the difference?
That's pretty unbelievable. That's where we're going. Oh, by the way, Derek just chimed in. We forgot, and this meant no disrespect. Houston lost to Tulane last Thursday. So that's another school that beat a Texas team. Let me tell you what, Dallas loses. Texas got not much really to claim here.
Nothing to claim. Yeah.
just
not much, nothing.
Yeesh. That is very true.
We have one response with the Zion.
Oh, we do. We do. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Zion has announced that he has signed with Gatorade. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they come up with a flavor. What would it be? What
or
would
name.
Zion's or name?
Name or flavor.
Yeah, I went with Zionade, and that's terrible. I threw a flag on myself. Zionade, I think, is what I said. I don't know.
Iggy on Twitter said Pelican Punch.
Pelican Punch.
Jay Fowl also said Pelican Punch.
So we got two Pelican Punches, huh? I kind of feel like Zionade is better than that. Is Zionade better?
I mean, it is for Zion. Like, it's Zion. It's not like a team thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying, you know? Now, Michael didn't have his own, right? I mean, he was a face of Gatorade. He didn't have his own.
Chad said Hulk.
Hulk. So we're going green? I think it's got to be a Pel's color, though. I think it's going to be red or blue. Like, the dark blue, I think those goes both, right? You have the blue of Duke.
What if they make a new color?
And then you have the blue of the Pelicans. I think they go with blue.
What if they make a new color?
Here we go. What new color?
The beak is gold.
Oh, the beak color? We're going to go with a gold?
Yeah. What if they make a new color Gatorade? Gold flavor.
Gold flavor. Okay. All right. Eric Alexander has joined us. Part of LSU Game Day Live. We're going to talk here in a little bit, little SEC college football top 25 as well. But you can join us this segment here, Eric, since you're here, might as well, and be a part of it. Zion signed with Gatorade, and we're trying to think of what would be a good color name for it if they do. I don't know if they normally do that with their athletes, mm-hmm. but you know what? He's different, right? I mean, he's got the Jordan stuff. By the way, I meant to mention this. New Orleans, small market, right, Eric? I mean, you can't.
No.
Get big deals here in the city.
No, never.
You got to go to a bigger market.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull this up for you guys. because I want you all to see it as I saw it, right? I want you all to see it as I see it. So I may or may not occasionally be shopping on the Jordan brand side. I just saying,
always,
you know,
sending me pictures.
No, look, the Jordans you got Carver for Christmas last year, he loved them. He's just kind of
grown out of them.
Right. So I'm just looking.
Kids grow fast.
And I'm looking, and he grew an inch, dude, since May. So I'm looking. So here it is. I clicked on the Jordan Jumpman logo. So Eric, what do you see right there, right on the page?
Zion.
That's Zion.
Mm-hmm.
I scroll, continues. Those are the shoes. Who's the next athlete you see?
Oh, another New Orleans Saints, Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas of your New Orleans. It's incredible that on the Jordan brand page, again, for a city in a market that can't get anything per AD.
To New Orleans.
The top two athletes that you see. Now, I didn't, like, scroll.
No.
I didn't click NO.
That's Photoshop, Gus.
I mean, you Photoshopped that. It's literally Nike.com/Jordan.
Now, that may be an algorithm. They know where you're at. So
that's what it is.
No, I'm just saying.
No, that's what it is.
I mean, I don't know what these guys do. I mean,
well, it could be. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Anthony probably made you say it. But my point is, it's incredible when you think about it, right? There's Zion.
Yeah.
And there's Michael Thomas. And these cross trainers are sweet, by the way. The Jordan React Havoc, I may have asked Santa for them. Already. No, they're awesome.
Of course you did.
Okay, have you even looked at them? Have you looked at them?
Yeah.
The Jordan React Havoc, the cross trainers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, look at these things.
Gus, are you going to be getting me a pair of Jordans since I got your kid a pair of Jordans?
I
think the price point's a little different.
Yeah, little. I mean, look at
that. I mean, it was the same thought.
It's kind of like an old goal. It's called Gray Wolf, but it's kind of almost, you could almost pass it as that old goal that the Saints sort of had, right? I mean, those are sweet.
Yeah, I mean, they're not my flavor, Gus.
No,
I'm not going to lie to you, but
okay.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, okay. I mean, go for it.
But do you like that shoe kind of style?
Oh, not really.
No, not really?
Yeah, no.
Well,
it's not my style.
I think it's gone.
Whenever he shows me shoes.
Why would I come on, we're always talking about fashion and clothing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was just kind of thinking it might help me look, a little more up to date, perhaps.
A little more hip to date last night.
Yeah, exactly right. Wow.
Here we go again. So what was he wearing last night? Like, I mean, since we're already getting into it, we'll just go. Wearing that button collar shirt.
I did wear a button-down long sleeve, yes.
Actually, you sent the photo.
Yeah.
Let's pull up the photo.
Yeah, well, here we go. But my point, though, is that is pretty cool, though, right, Eric, for this market and this community?
Yeah, no doubt.
To see that, I mean, you have...
I mean, those are some superstars.
And you have Michael Thomas
in New Orleans
pushing it right there on Jordan Brand. 800-998-1003. I hear chuckling. Why is there chuckling?
I don't see anything wrong.
Corey says MJ had citrus cooler. That was
specifically his flavor.
Right. Okay.
Can't say that I've had citrus cooler.
All right. Oh, David chiming in, adding to this because you walked in the middle of. Texas hasn't been doing very well against the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, and you missed.
Little League, LSU over Texas.
Tulane over Houston. You missed
Tulane
that one
over
earlier.
Houston. Saints over the Texans. David, way to bring this up. Joey, you should know this because you've been doing the games. Nichols beat Stephen F. Austin and Prairie View A&M. They're 2-0. Those are Texas teams. They're facing Texas State tomorrow. That's a Texas team, or Saturday. So that's a Texas team as well. So, yeah, right now, any way you look at it, Texas is not faring well against Louisiana. This is incredible when you look at it. I never thought there was that many teams.
I mean, do the Baby Cakes play any Texas team?
Yeah, the season's over. But,
We won't go back. We won't go there.
No, exactly. So, Iggy, as you mentioned, Pelican Punch, Chad, Hulk. What, do you think a new color? Jordan says go with something gold.
I don't know if you can
make it look like urine.
That's why there's marketing strategy meetings because at first, you know, you sit there and that says, I'm like, okay, that sounds good. And then thank you for Eric to come in and be like, yeah, that looks like urine.
You just ruined anyone that's drinking a yellow Gatorade.
No. Yellow and gold are two different colors.
He's right. Lemon, lime, and it's a. You know,
like a dehydration.
Yeah, it's almost like a toxic waste-looking green too. I mean, you can see the lemon lime
apple juice,
Gatorade,
apple juicy looking.
And then there's a clear orange. What he's referring to is a diluted yellow. That makes sense. But look, I hear what you're saying. You're trying to come up with something different.
A certain kind of red.
I'm going
it can't
with
be that
blue.
Dark red.
I'm going with blue.
I like a darkish blue.
Yes,
kind of catering
that goes
towards
Duke, that goes Pelicans.
Yes,
I think a blue would be it. Now, what's the name?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask a marketing person. I'm not in marketing.
Well, that's why we're throwing it out there. 800-998-1003. Not that it would listen to us because it's probably already been thought about.
Oh yeah.
But it's fun for sports
by
talk
people
radio.
People get paid a whole lot more money than we do.
Exactly right. Look, we're gonna talk a little college football next year, but obviously we've been touching on this hour on the Saints and Cowboys coming up on Sunday. How much stock do you put into your opponents and who you play in terms of when you prep for a team, right? You won a Super Bowl with New England. Mm-hmm. Did you look at your opponent that week and going, well, look, they played bad teams, and they're not maybe that good or not. Dallas has played the Giants, Washington, and Miami. Those are their three wins. The Saints, their win, I think their combined winning percentage is 600 or 60% or so, however you want to look at it. The Saints are the only team in the NFL that has faced a strength of schedule that is at least 600 or better winning record, that is. So, again, the Texans are 2-1 on top of their division. The Rams haven't lost a game at 3-0. And in Seattle was on top of the division. And
right.
That was their only loss that they've gotten. So, they've beaten pretty good teams. Dallas, 1-8, the combined win-loss record from their three wins.
Yeah.
How much of that is to play when you play them?
I don't think you think about it as much because they are the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to be up to play you regardless of who their past opponents were. And they still got a good team. I mean, it's not their fault. That's how the schedule played out. It's not the Saints' fault. But, you know, that's how they played who they've had to play. So I don't think a team in preparation thinks about – now they go look at the films now.
Right.
Like, you know, they look at them and they try to figure out, you know – you know, what those teams did bad, what they did poorly, and try not to do that. But I think when you're preparing either team, when you're preparing, you know, because I'm pretty sure Dallas saying, okay, we played some pretty bad teams so far and about to go up against an opponent who's played some good teams.
Right.
Like they know that in the back of their heads, but I don't think it matters as far as how the preparation goes.
I got you. Don, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Eric Alexander, Jordan the intern, Gus Cattingale. What you doing?
Hey, great afternoon to you guys. I have the name, the flavor, and the color suggestion for the Gatorade.
We have all three from Dawn.
Yes.
Bring it.
Okay. Zaterade.
Oh.
The color, of course, red.
Okay.
And the flavor, hurricane flavor minus the alcohol. You can add the alcohol at home if you'd like.
Wow, that's strong. Are you in marketing?
Yeah, I think she's been thinking about this.
Let me tell you something.
That
is kind of good because the Pato's hurricanes are tasty.
Yeah.
A little sugary in there.
Yeah.
I can do that. And that would market it. And I love how Dawn brought it up to it could now be a part of your tailgate.
Zaterade.
You can get that Zaterade. You can add your favorite.
You know,
mixer to it,
yes.
And now it's now
your
it's
favorite libation you can add to your Gatorade. I mean,
like
you could
that.
Be hydrated
there we go.
At the same time.
I think I need to contact the trademark office right now. I'm not sure, but
right
you guys love it.
I absolutely
hang
think
up
you should
right
do it.
Now.
I'm sure. I will, I know some people over there, and we're going to be there Monday. We're going to interview him. He's going to be part of the show on Monday Media Day. I'll ask him, yeah, are you going to have any new flavors or anything? And if not, you'll have the Gatorade people on their phone, Don. And I will just say, look, you know, you need to get a hold of Don here because
I'm on my way over to you guys right now to keep on, so I'll give you all of my contact information.
There it is.
I'm in.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate
all right.
it. See you soon.
All
there
right.
she is, Don.
Man, Zaterade.
Man, she brought it. Okay,
anybody
listening right now, she just set the standard.
Yeah, I know.
She brought all
Who's
three.
Go follow that up.
It was the name, it was the color, and it was an attachment to something local, which is something that David Griffin did with his video, you know, won't bow down and things of that nature. When you saw that this week, Eric, on social media, you saw the response. Home run. In terms of understanding how you get people in these parts to support you, think like them and say that you're playing for them.
Well,
right?
What he did this week was not just him, but the team was Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball going out to the communities and they go into the local, I think, YMCA and all
Boys and Girls Club as well.
Boys and Girls Club, and they're just showing their faces to the youth and getting them excited when they grow up to watch Pelicans basketball.
I have been in meetings the last several weeks with team officials, and it is a concerted effort that you will see Pelicans players, staffers, way more now than you ever have, which we talked about. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and Saints players have been able to do that through social media and extending. Mm-hmm. You kind of feel that way. You can see them during a game dancing to New Orleans rap or stuff of that nature. Makes you feel like they're your guys. They've embraced it. The beauty, I think, that you're seeing with this Pels franchise is they're resetting it and they're saying, okay, you got it. But you got to have the right people. And I think these players, they're already social media savvy. You know, we've been talking about whether it's the trio that came from the Lakers, the trio and first-round draft picks that the Pels have. They're kids. They're young.
Right.
They've grown up with social media. They've grown up FaceTiming. They've grown up on Twitch. They've grown up on Twitter and connecting and Instagram storing. That's what they do. And they are showing up with followers. It's a big difference than walking into a locker room, Eric, and going, all right, Eric, from now on, man, we need you to pick up your phone and start doing that.
Yeah,
if that's not who you are.
It's not genuine.
Right.
Yeah, but and also to add to that, social media is one thing, but to actually see these people going out in the community, making a concerted effort to be in the community, showing their faces, doing things, and genuinely doing it.
Yeah.
It only just adds to the story.
The football games that you've seen the trio of first-round picks go to at LSU and Tulane. All right, Eric, when we come back, let's talk a little college football. Injuries are something that we'll touch on as well. The Joe Burrow hype is real, my friend. Lots of people talking Heisman and first-round quarterback. We'll touch on that here as well. And let's take a look at the SEC while you're at it. Sound good?
Sounds good, man.
Eric Alexander, Gus Kattengill, and Jordan Kleber. It is the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. Kenny Farrell's walking in. We'll talk to him next hour. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epix. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epix. If you don't have it, get the channel to the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Titan, leva About That Show podcast.
This is what I want to ask you guys, though. Please help me on this. We want a fire in the belly, but not in the eyes, or do we want a fire in the eyes as well? We want fire in the eyes, fire in the belly, but no chip on the shoulder?
No chip on the shoulder.
But fire in the eyes sounds awful. No. Fire in the eyes would seem to be a character risk if Lamar Jackson had it.
But wait, I love a good chip on the shoulder.
Do you want more from the Dan Le Batard Show? Download the podcast right now on iTunes or on the ESPN app.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Jay Hargrave chiming in as he's driving around listening to the show, which, by the way, you can always do. Tune in radio apps, absolutely free. You can also stream us at ESPN100.3.com on your computer. Tagline to Dawn's idea, which she just called, said we should call the new Gatorade from Zion Zaterade, make it red, and it's hurricane flavor from over there at Pat O's.
Papa Kleber just...
The tagline says, unleash the storm.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Huh?
Wait, who put a tagline?
Jay.
Oh, wow.
Unleash the storm.
Babe, y'all coming in strong.
Huh?
That's strong.
Yeah.
That's real strong.
Pretty good. What you got, Papa Kleber?
He said Zeiss.
Zeiss.
For the flavor name.
Oh, okay. Zeiss.
Like a...
sugar-free Zeiss. We can go with Zeiss. So it'll be clear?
I guess.
Yeah? Well, they do have blue ice, right? Blue, okay.
There's a clear Gatorade.
Carver likes the blue, so we'll do that. At EA underscore Tigers, the way to follow Eric Alexander, world champion, national champion with the Tigers and the Patriots, and part of LSU Game Day Live over on CST. I missed you this past Saturday. You guys went early. We were 2 hours later,
yeah,
so I didn't show up.
We're not used to playing at 11 a.m.
Yeah, no. Well, Arkansas is playing at 11 a.m., so I got – and then y'all are off, so I won't see you again this Saturday. But that doesn't mean there's not any shortage of topics here as well. Let's do a little – let's start with Joe Burrow, obviously. Six TDs against Vanderbilt. Eric, when you watched that game, it was remarkable yesterday. He said that that was his worst game that he's played this season. He said it was his worst game he played this season, and when he was asked about it why, he said it was because of the decision-making he made. Remember, he just set the record for most touchdown passes in school history, mm-hmm. with six. When you watch that game, what does he mean when he says that?
Well, you got to think about it. The first three games he was 83%, had an 83% completion percentage, so he was a little down from that perspective. And now his overall completion percentage is now a little over 80%. So I just think he might have meant that he missed some throws. When you look at a play that could have been significant in that game, the lazy throw out of bounds in the first half, that the guy was out of bounds, jumped in bounds, caught it, and ran for a touchdown. Like, if you're going to throw the ball out of bounds, throw the ball out of bounds. So, I mean,
so that's one right there.
Some of that, you know, I think just some of that stuff he felt like he might have – would have done differently, you know. But, like I said, I mean, he still had an incredible game. So, I mean, I wouldn't be too down on him.
That's incredible right there as well. As Jordan's showing me, all kinds of NBA news we're going to be getting into here as well. Pels hiring Teresa Weatherspoon to its coaching staff. A WNBA legend and former college coach is going to work in player development. She was also Louisiana Tech. She coached at Tech from 2009 to 2014. Naismith Basketball and Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer. Also been the director of player and franchise development with the WNBA's New York Liberty. So that per Andrew Lopez and Adrian Wojnarowski. Sorry, Eric, just wanted to pass that along.
That's
here
important
as well.
News. That's important news.
You know, one of the things that I do like in hearing that from Joe is, you know, you might hear it at first and go, oh, is that just talk? Is that just what have you? The importance of analyzing good and bad. You hear coaches say it all the time, right? Win or loss, you have to look at both sides. How important is that from a player's perspective? Because you just got done. It would be like you had six sacks in the game,
mm-hmm.
you know? But to also see some of the things that you did miss, how important is that?
Yeah, it's very important. You're never satisfied, no matter how great or how poor the performance is. You know that there's always room for improvement. It's that constant strive for the perfect game. you'll probably never have it, but it's the pursuit of it. And if Joe can continue with that mindset, I mean, that's awesome. That's great. That's great for LSU. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great for him because, I mean, his status as a player will only rise, continue to rise.
One of the things that I think that is also interesting when you look at that offense, Eric, was just the spreading of the football. It was all over the place, right? Those receivers are going everywhere. I want to ask you this because it was asked of me during the game, and I didn't know really how to answer it. I asked it out loud Monday during the show, and callers called and said, well, philosophy, play formations. That's how you can answer this question to mm-hmm. me. Why is it that receivers look way more open this year than last year, right? I mean, Ensminger's in there, Brady's the sort of difference. Some of the same receivers, Eric, and I'm talking about in specific like a crossing route. My friend Donald, my brother Lloyd, texts me, goes, why are crossing routes looking 10 yards more open now? Like there's no one around Jamar Chase when he came across the middle right to left and caught it and outran everybody. Whereas in years past, I mean, it's still the same crossing route. It's right. Still an out route, still a go route, still a post. Why are the routes looking more open? Is it as simple as just philosophy and formations?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, there's several things that could be the reasoning behind it. I mean, one reason could just be as simple as a bust by the defense. You know, it could be a bust by the defense. Somebody's supposed to have them. They did not have them. Okay. And my second go-to would just, you know, all these receivers have another year to work on their route running, to know concepts, to know how to read defenses, to know how to attack just by themselves, not even the coaches telling them what to do. And then I would also – And I'm sure Joe Brady and scheme in the passing, you know, passing game has a lot to do with that as well. But I think it's a combination of all those things that you really have to look at. And like I said, and it's not like, you know, Vanderbilt had a great defense or, you know what I mean? So I just think we're better. We've been better than a lot of the secondaries that we've played. I mean, I honestly think that's what it comes down to. But I do believe that running a spread offense, when you spread these guys out, it leaves voids in there that LSU's been exploiting.
Concerning are the injuries to the receivers. Do you think they have enough depth? I guess is what I'm trying to get at moving forward here. Now, you don't have to play Florida for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Coach O, I believe, said in the SEC conference call, Eric, back on Tuesday, mm-hmm. he expects, I think, Marshall to come back around Alabama. Mm-hmm. And Jefferson isn't as serious, so you'll get him at some point. But you have this week off. You have Utah State, which, again, should be a take-care-of-your-business game. Florida, so it's right. 3 weeks. Then you have at Mississippi State and home to Auburn, which, look, surprised me going into, you know, the home of the Aggies there. And that game was really always Auburn.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned okay. about the receivers because, look, we've had 20 different receivers catch passes this year. They have depth at receiver. They have people who can come in, or 19 or 20. They have people who can catch the ball and who have proven that they can catch the ball. I mean, you got to think, Northwestern State, Stephon Sullivan
right.
got into the action. He's a person who can go and catch passes and fill in. The tight ends are getting involved in the pass game, the running back. So the receiver is, I'm not as concerned with as the other side of the ball.
Okay.
Like, I think.
I was just about to get, because that's next.
Yeah.
There's a lot of LSU fans that were nervous going into Vandy, wanting to see the defense play better. Tackling is one thing, obviously. Coach O said, look, in that game you were either resting or had injuries to most of your starters on the D-line. Matt said it this week. It was essentially, and I think Coach O said it this week, it was essentially the second unit at D-line for LSU. You play defense.
Mm-hmm.
All those valid, or are there concerns there?
Well, missed tackles are missed tackles. I don't care who it is. And I saw starters missing tackles. So, I mean – they have to improve their tackling. Michael Divinity going down, I'm concerned with. I don't know how serious that injury was, but he provided depth in the inside linebackers as well as outside linebackers. He was filling in, actually, for Kalavon
right.
last week. So him going down, I mean, that I'm concerned. I'm concerned about that. Hopefully, it was nothing serious, and we'll have him back, which I think that was the case. You know, because they haven't performed as well on that side of the ball. I think they're really hurting depth wise. They can't really afford too many other injuries.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll continue to talk a little bit more about that with Eric Alexander at EA _ Alexander is the way to follow him over on Twitter. We'll take a look at the SEC as well. While LSU is not playing, you still have a bunch of other topics here as well that we can get into. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epics. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epics. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, 800-998-1003. Not that I want to feel like I forgot about you there, but we'll talk more with Eric Alexander again, coming up a little bit again. Normally we chat 2:30s.
That's
right. Out of the country.
That's right.
But, you know, you got to be a good father like I am.
Yeah.
I pick up the little one at 2:30. So I said, let's talk at 1:45. You actually stopped eating your burger to come do your segment.
I wasn't eating a burger.
No?
No.
Well, what is it?
It was a salad. Grilled chicken.
Oh, okay. It's a salad. Grilled chicken. It also looks a lot like a burger and fries. But if you want to go with the salad because of someone listening, that's fine. Coach, where you been, man? You've been overseas for a while.
Yeah, I was over in Ireland and England for a while.
Yeah.
Checking things out over there. Everything's good. Everything's good. It's still there.
Seeing what soccer is like over there.
Yeah, well, it was the international weekend while I was there. And funny enough, one of my good friends is involved in the England setup, and I was able to hang out with him for a while. He's a technical director at Queen's Park Rangers, big club over there. Involved in Harry Kane's development and a few other players, and it's great to hang around for a while and have a good time.
Coach Kenny Farrell, if you're New Orleans Jesters, you like to talk a little soccer every now and then here on the show. While you were there, did you find Christian Pulisic?
I don't think anybody's found him. I think his new nickname is the Judge. Yeah, he's stuck to the bench, isn't he?
Oh.
He hasn't gotten off the bench in the last three games.
What? You know, when the season started, and he moved from Dortmund, the German league, to the EPL over there where Chelsea is, and you said it's a different class and different step up, and he was going to have to find, I guess, his spot there. The first game or two, maybe not, and then he had an assist, and I remember telling you, hey, is this maybe sort of the beginning for him to kind of turn? What's happened since you and I last talked?
I mean, I can't get inside his head, but he's not making an impression on the team. And he's got a lot of good players around him. And now he's got to, you know, push players out, and he's got to win the confidence of the coach that he can be effective in every game that he plays. I told you, like, a couple of weeks ago, I felt that he looked a little like at times like a boy in a man's, you know, uniform playing in a man's game. And I don't know that he's stepped out yet. Look, you need confidence from the coach, and he needs to breathe from there. He's not playing him. He's not bringing him on. I suppose he's just got to get his head down and start scoring goals in training and start push people off the ball and let people know that he's there. I don't know how nice he is, but if I was him, I'd be pushing people around, trying to break into that team.
By no means am I not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be the critical one or anything of that nature. But in the last year, I mean, there were games with the U.S. national team where,
yeah,
whether it, you know, Alexi or,
yeah,
you know, some of these other analysts were,
yep,
this is the game where Christian Pulisic needs, yeah, to step up. Tonight's the night that Pulisic needs, yeah, to sort of lead. We're still waiting for Chris. I'm almost kind of not surprised because we really haven't seen a quote-unquote breakout game, star game,
yeah,
in either a friendly or Gold Cup play.
Mm.
I'm honestly trying to think of a game in the last calendar year, Coach, where
he's not meant to be a run-of-the-mill player, right?
Okay.
He's meant to be a player that makes a difference every time.
Right.
That's what we've come to expect. And I don't know that he's making the difference in games that he needs to make. And, you know, he's on a good contract. He's going to be there for a long time. So he needs to start digging in. And once he gets on the pitch, what you really need to do is make sure that the coach feels he can't take you out. But right now, Chelsea are not particularly winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea are 13th, below half in the league.
Wow.
So if the coach is comfortable with the players that he has that have them in 13th position in the league,
okay,
and
that's,
he's not,
that's what I was,
yeah,
going to say. How much of that is just things aren't going according to plan?
Well, look, I mean, it wasn't Lampard, the new coach, that brought him in. You know, I mean, there was no discussion between the technical director at Chelsea or the ownership at Chelsea, between Lampard, the coach now, who took over in the summer when they were bringing him in. So it might be a difficult situation for him. But at the end of the day, if he's impactful in training and every time he gets on the pitch he's impactful, then it's going to be hard to leave him out. The fact of the matter is that there's other players around him that are getting it done, and he can't push them out right now. It's not good for the U.S., I can tell you that right now. It's not good for the U.S. It's not good to be sitting on the bench and not playing. So we need him as one of our key players going forward.
I've got about 3 minutes here before the top of the hour, Coach. Other things that have stood out since you and I last talked over in the EPL?
Ooh. Well, let's go through it. We've got 2 minutes. Manchester City and Liverpool are simply a cut above every other team.
And you said that last time we talked.
They're just simply, no one's going to catch them. The story comes down to, I think one of the interesting stories to watch throughout the year is the three teams that got promoted, Sheffield United, Aston Villa, and Norwich. There's always a team that gets relegated back to the championship out of the league. I think those three have a chance of surviving, and that doesn't happen too often. I think it's happened twice in the history of the Premier League in England, and I think they're showing that they could win enough points to stay in the Premier League and not get relegated back out. And that would be a story in itself. I think the big game this weekend, obviously, is Manchester United and Arsenal. Manchester United are underachieving. We're starting to see some of the same traits in both these teams. Manchester United, one is the lackluster performances, and it doesn't matter if you're missing a few players. The creativity and the excitement you're meant to expect from a Manchester United performance isn't there. And I think Arsenal are going to struggle as well to be in the top. I mean, they'll be in the top six, I'd say. But I still think that they've got their problems and will cough up a lot of goals. But they will play each other this weekend on Monday. It's the Monday game. In fact, while you're on the radio, it's probably the game we'll be on. I think kicked off. So that's the game to watch for on the weekend. The one of the story I would say is like Spurs have problems. We've talked about problems
right in
the dressing room. We've been going back saying that since.
Which was nuts to me because remember, this was a team that just played.
Played in the European Champions final last year.
Right.
And in the European Champions League final last year. And I think we mentioned it that I felt they had dressing room problems.
Right.
About 6 months ago. And I think it's coming to light. I think they're a team that is definitely underachieving. I think they're about seventh in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's way off where they need to be. They need to be a team that's in the top three, four teams and challenging for one or two. And they're just not there yet. And I think unless they sort that out, you've got the head coach that looks miserable in his job. and has had some negative comments about the team. So I think that's one that's...
That's probably not a good thing to do either.
I think that's a story he might be trying to get out. Manchester United, they're trying to fix their problems. They're playing Arsenal. They're trying to... So there's a lot of different things going on in the league. Just cut out the top two. They're going to be one or two. Liverpool, Man City. The rest of the stories, the exciting part is going to be the rest of the stories.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you here since you left, but U.S. took on Mexico in a friendly. And you said you wanted to see we did a podcast on it.
Yeah.
You wanted to see a bunch. Let me answer it for you. We didn't see any.
No.
But another beating.
No, but I told you it was the wrong game. We should have not. This goes back deeper. This goes back to not announcing a head coach 14 months prior. There's no time to prepare, right? We're getting closer to the World Cup. You get hammered by Mexico. You're not looking good. There's no time to develop. And then you go get, you know, you get embarrassed by them again. After the Gold Cup final, you get embarrassed by them again. And I thought it was a no-win situation because I don't think that the U.S. was ready to take them on and beat them.
Taylor Twellman, a handful of analysts, they weren't kind either afterwards.
But didn't we predict that, basically?
Yeah.
So this is the game you shouldn't be playing?
Yeah.
Right now, this is not the game for it. But listen, they got to bounce back. And obviously, you know, Berhalter's still in there and he's still got to develop. He's probably got 12 months left. And you better change things around or they're going to have to make a change prior to the World Cup.
I know it's early and you got time, but man, I almost feel like, could they miss the cup again?
Did they miss it the last time?
Yeah.
Well, then, question answered.
That's Kenny Farrell for you. That's why we love Coach, as he enjoys his chicken Caesar salad over there. Thanks for stopping by. Go
All
eat
right.
so
Thanks
you can go pick
me.
Up your daughter.
Good to be back.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for stopping by. At Nola Jester's the way to follow him over on Twitter. Boy, I can't wait to comment on the Falcons here around 2:30. They are putting so much pressure on this game against the Titans. It's ridiculous. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Lee Sterling coming up in hour number three. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Come on by. Have a little lunch. Come say hi to Jordan, wearing the same Pelicans cap that you saw probably in a lot of Teddy Bridgewater sound bites yesterday.
I basically wear this hat every day.
You do. You love that, don't you?
There's a player.
You're going to be in heaven on Monday, aren't you?
Oh, am I going to be in?
Pels Media Day will be there live. Hour
we'll
three next
about that
on
more
the Sports Hangover.
District. My parents are Linda and William Lareal. I am married to the late Gretchen Just.